Hello!
Hi everyone!
This is April.
And Anna.
And you are listening to our podcast called Grounded.
The reason why I asked April to do the podcast with me was because I really realized in my 20s, I'm now 30, in my 20s that if you were to do a world game or play a world game, you need people to work with you. And from these DNMs that I had with April, and I've only known her for like a year, we had very, very similar passions. So I invited her to do a podcast with me because I really didn't want to do it by myself as well. And that's what we really want to empower you to do in your own lives, to find the people that you really click with and start making or transforming the world together. Because
Whatever it is, your passion is fun. So I guess throughout our podcast, you're going to hear us sharing some things that we've tried out. We're going to give you some actions to take in your own lives. And pretty much just a space for something new, a space for the, you know, unfamiliar or things that you wouldn't normally consider doing on a daily basis, I suppose. And
which is quite a juxtaposition to our name. You know, when you think about it, it's grounded, right? People normally think you just ground yourself and, you know, stay peaceful, which we're all about. Like that, I think, is a phenomenal foundation to have. And we're also out to really shake things up. Yeah, basically. So you, when you're grounded, you can shake things up because you just know that you won't be torn apart or you, just nothing can touch you. That's how I translate the name as well. So, yeah, we're going to give you a lot of... We want you to see us as friends. Like, that was the agreement from the very get-go with April. Like, we want to have these unscripted podcasts where we talk like friends, like this, and we give you an insight as to what types of conversations we have. So you are empowered to create it in your own lives as well. And maybe one day we'll love to meet you guys too. So it's all a win-win.
For sure. What else? What's important to you?
What's important to me at a macro level is for everyone to find peace amongst...
I'm not laughing at me. I'm just for a second you said that. It's like the Miss Universe one. And I want world peace.
Oh, too good. Yes, I'm going to be those corny ones that say world peace.
How awesome would that be, though, actually?
Like,
thinking about it.
Honestly, like...
They're onto something.
In politics, in, like, it, within any environment or community, I really want to foster that. It's a true possibility to have. Like, us two are very different. However, we've managed to discover peace between us, and this podcast is one way of expressing it. And when you really get to the bottom of things, like when you really understand why someone is so different to you, there's some type of magic behind it. It's like, oh wow, like we're actually one, quote unquote. We're not that far apart.
I'm also hearing like harmony. Like that harmonious...
Peace and harmony.
Yeah, I totally agree. And adding on to that, I think something that has been on my mind a lot in the last few years is the lack of connection that there is, you know, on an everyday kind of level as well as beyond that. But it would be really awesome to have people reconnect with the people in their lives. And if we could share, you know, what we've tried and how that's played out for us, that may just help other people that are feeling like they're a bit disconnected from either their friends, their family, whoever.
Their life. Like their people life. Living for weekends, that I don't get. Like that I definitely want to interrupt. That's a perfect way of putting it. We want to interrupt the drift of life with this podcast. When people are just can't wait for weekends. I'm like, why are we doing that to ourselves.
Mm.
I want every day to be like not even work, for it to be play and work, you know, not even classifying what a day looks like. Like the whole 24 hours, I would want to be loving like every second of it.
Mm.
So,
yeah, that's a really good point.
And I'm still on that journey.
Mm. Yeah. And that's a really good point as well. We are not by no means, you know, experts in anything.
No.
Let alone, yeah. So,
no.
What I suppose what we are just your everyday kind of people who, like you said, are out to interrupt that norm.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess to be vulnerable in sharing what is going on as we try these different ways of being out, and what that opens up.
Mm-hmm.
So
how we've taken it on in our friendship.
Yeah,
we'll be very vulnerable with our sharing.
Yeah. And one thing just to put it into context is exactly what we've already talked about just in this podcast is starting to not only ask yourself and get really clear on your own understanding of what's important to you, but sharing that with others. Do you know what I only realized? I haven't shared with a lot of people what's important to me, and there's a lot of fear there that
well, what are you afraid of?
I think I think
we're going to challenge each other during this podcast as well.
Like, what did we say before? Like, putting each other on the spot. Yeah.
Awesome. Get ready.
What scares me is, I guess, what other people think. I let that get in the way a lot. Is, are people going to think that that's a bit weird or... Yeah. I don't know. And when I actually think about it, of course that is not going to happen. Like, with people I care about and care about me, like, if I shared what's important to me, I highly doubt that's going to be their reaction. But for some reason... that does come up from time to time is, well, what are they going to think about that? Also, what comes up for me a lot in sharing things that, you know, I have created for myself in the last year or two that are very different to the old way I was is I have the concern that people won't get me. Or they won't be able to fit that in with their perception of me. Okay. So it won't fit with what they know me to be.
And so you have a fear of losing them as a friend, as a...
No, I don't have a fear of losing. I don't think that that's what it is. I think it's just that fear of being judged or the fear of...
Because what if I judge you, right? Like, you tell me something and then I'd be like, that's weird.
Like, I can give you an example right now.
Yeah.
Or you're just saying hypothetical.
Be authentic with me, all right? Go.
All right. Well, something that's really important to me is the environment and taking care of it and doing what we can to reduce our impact on the environment in the negative sense.
Uh-huh. Right. I never knew that. What are you currently doing about it?
Are you asking? Like,
yeah, this is like role-playing.
But you're like not Anna because you...
I'm just like someone else.
Okay. So what am I doing?
Mm.
I have changed my habits at home. I have all these different bins for different things to recycle and have educated myself on where does the stuff go that I use when I dispose of it, even if it is recycled, what is it happening to that?
Mm-hmm.
And I've also taken on sharing that with my students because I'm a teacher, so that's important to me is that they know about this stuff and that they are making choices that are educated choices, not just because they don't know any other way. So that's where I'm at with that at the moment. And also like harassing my friends and family to be like, you should recycle that. Don't put that in that bin.
Yeah, cool.
Mm.
So I'm going to stop now. So you don't do that. You don't express like that fully.
Not really. Like sometimes I'm finding I'm pushing myself to do that, but, you know, what has been there for me up until now is, those concerns.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm. So, in sharing that with everybody, now everybody knows anyway. So,
There you go. That was the whole intention of that.
Yeah. You got me. I want to take that on actually this week and just be free to share that because I don't know why there would be that fear. It doesn't make any sense. Like,
yeah.
And I guess it doesn't matter if other people don't share that same
opinion. Totally.
Like, if they don't care, I guess that's what I think is another thing too, is they'll worry that they'll just, they won't care.
Got it.
And then I'm going to be like, what? Like,
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to take that on. I'm going to take on...
That can be an action sharing, for this week.
Yeah, what's important to me. And there are other things as well that I'll share with people that don't relate to that topic, but that I still haven't shared.
Cool.
So, yeah, what about you? Do you get blocked at all?
Yeah, for sure. I tend to filter myself out depending on the person. So I'm going to take that on. And we invite you all to take this on with us, to verbally share what's important to you with people in your life.
Yeah.
And really being honest and being real, you know. And we're going to talk about being real in our future podcasts, but that's really the first step towards being grounded. Like, once it's out there, like, once people are actually hearing you from the words that are coming out of your mouth, it starts manifesting into reality, I think.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
Now, after you share these things that you're passionate about, etc., other people in your life know, and they may even join dots for you. They may connect
That's
you with
very
other
true.
People. Yeah, and everything is actually accelerated, I think, when you
actually share.
Mm-hmm.
It's really bizarre, though, isn't it, how people don't often...
Don't.
Like, I've never had a conversation with an everyday person, like, say, someone, I don't know, at work or, I don't know, even family, that you really get into... What do you care about? What do you want for your life? Like, they're really rare
conversations.
Can
I challenge? This is a bonus.
Bonus opportunity.
Yeah. Because I do that often.
So you do find yourself...
Yeah.
Okay, give
coffee
us...
coffee dates.
Tips and tricks, go.
Tips and tricks. Well, I ask them, like, oh, what are you up to these days? And then they give you normally, like, a vague answer. What other people will say. And I'm like, okay, like, what else? Like... What do you actually want to do in life? That's pretty much it. There's no secret to it. And then I finally give them the space to be vulnerable.
To create something.
And I think it really is that important. You create a safe space that it's very clear that whatever they're about to say, I'm not going to mock. I actually, like, my whole, like,
you're actually listening.
Behavior is, like, leaning, like, towards them and just, like, really eager to listen.
And I suppose that's the other thing, too. Like, if you're going to create that space where you're asking people. So there's the two, I suppose, sides to it. There's sharing yourself. And then there's also listening to others and what's important to them. And I think what you've just said, like, hits it all is that be intentional in your listening when they're sharing, too. Because I think that can often create that disconnect is when... It's not being, I don't know, heard or...
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
Or, questions have a very powerful...
Yeah.
Are very powerful.
Cool.
It's all about the question. So.
I am really actually excited now
to
get out there. And like, could you imagine, because that fits in with what I was saying before about the disconnect. Could you imagine how much more connected people would be if we were all sharing what's important to us, what we're up to, what we're standing for? Like, imagine those kinds of conversations every day.
Yeah.
Versus once in a blue moon when someone that you feel like is on the same wavelength as you. Like, it shouldn't just be, oh, I only have these kinds of conversations with certain people who get me.
Yeah.
Like, you should, like, that is actually going to be...
It's fun. And awesome. You will get different reactions because some people would never have had that question asked to them.
And some people might have even thought about it.
Yeah. That's so true. A lot of them don't know because they've never been asked.
That's actually a great space for them to be in and then asking more questions. Like, well, you know, that you could create it with them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are your passions? What makes you happy? Cool.
All right. Awesome. Well, we're going to leave that there. I think that's an awesome way to kick it off.
Yes.
Firstly, ask yourself, what is important to you?
Mm-hmm.
And
sharing that with the world.
Sharing that with anyone and everyone, mm-hmm. unrestrained. Like, don't be restrained.
Mm. Whether it be verbally or even on social media. Some sort of...
that could be a starting point.
Via language.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah. And but take on sharing it verbally with at least one person. Don't like dodge out and all be like, right. Yeah, I did on social media. Cool, done.
Yeah.
Like, but still a platform for sharing. Absolutely. Not invalidating that. Mm-hmm. But it's something magical, like you said, when you share it in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If not face-to-face. Like, face-to-face is the best.
Mm-hmm.
But via the phone or, I don't know.
Yeah.
Actually speak to somebody because that's word. That connection.
Mm. Yeah. And the bonus action is to ask or create a safe space with someone in your life or even a stranger. Like, I tend to do that. Anyway, it's not weird at all. It's freaking awesome. I've created many friendships like that. So, yes, if you'd like, be curious about someone else.
Mm.
It will open up and even deepen your relationship with them.
For sure. And you'll learn things about them that you had no idea.
Mm.
No idea about.
So good.
Mm. All right. Look forward to reporting back next week how we go.
Mm-hmm.
And
please reach out to us on Instagram.
Share how you go.
Am I Grounded is the handle. DM us there if you'd like. We'd love to hear from you.
Mm.
All right. We love you all. Thanks for listening to us.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.